2022年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷，英语自主检测七，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话读两遍。
1. Good evening. A table for two, please.
All right. This way, please. Here is the menu.
Good evening. A table for two, please.
All right. This way, please. Here is the menu.
2. Wow, I really like this book, and I hear it's based on the writer's own experience.
Yes, I like his writing style.
Wow, I really like this book, and I hear it's based on the writer's own experience.
Yes, I like his writing style. 3. Hurry up. We'll be late for the plane.
It's just 3 o'clock p.m. There is still 45 minutes left. We can take our time.
All right. Hurry up. We'll be late for the plane.
It's just 3 o'clock p.m. There is still 45 minutes left. We can take our time.
All right.
4. What's the matter, Rick? You look worried.
I didn't understand a problem in the math class just now. I was afraid to raise my hand and ask the teacher.
Don't be afraid. The teacher is very happy to see us asking questions. What's the matter, Rick? You look worried.
I didn't understand a problem in the math class just now. I was afraid to raise my hand and ask the teacher.
Don't be afraid. The teacher is very happy to see us asking questions. 5. Tom, will you go boating this weekend?
No, it's a bit boring. My friend invited me to go fishing, but I'd like to go swimming.
Sounds interesting. May I go with you, please?
Certainly.
Tom, will you go boating this weekend?
No, it's a bit boring. My friend invited me to go fishing, but I'd like to go swimming.
Sounds interesting. May I go with you, please?
Certainly.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
What do you need to make a beef sandwich, Judy?
I need some oil, some beef.One onion and 2 pieces of bread.
How much oil do you need? 2 spoons or 3 spoons?
Not so much. 1 spoon is enough.
Could I help you?
Sure. Thank you, Jim. Please put some salt on the beef first.
Okay. What do you need to make a beef sandwich, Judy?
I need some oil, some beef, 1 onion,and 2 pieces of bread.
How much oil do you need? 2 spoons or 3 spoons?
Not so much. 1 spoon is enough.
Could I help you?
Sure. Thank you, Jim. Please put some salt on the beef first.
Okay.
Listen to the 8th to 13th
Hi, Bruce. I did not see you in the class yesterday afternoon. What happened?
I had a stomachache. My mother took me to the hospital.
Sorry to hear that. What caused it?
I got up at 8 o'clock and left for school at 8:10, so I didn't have time to have breakfast.
That's too bad. Breakfast gives us energy for the morning.
Right. Do you have breakfast every day?
Certainly. I eat eggs and drink milk every morning. I also eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, and I take a walk with my father after dinner every day.
Oh, I see. For me, I like watching TV on the sofa after supper. Maybe I should learn from you.
Yes, exercising is also important. Hi, Bruce. I did not see you in the class yesterday afternoon. What happened?
I had a stomachache. My mother took me to the hospital.
Sorry to hear that. What caused it?
I got up at 8 o'clock and left for school at 8:10, so I didn't have time to have breakfast.
That's too bad. Breakfast gives us energy for the morning.
Right. Do you have breakfast every day?
Certainly. I eat eggs and drink milk every morning. I also eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, and I take a walk with my father after dinner every day.
Oh, I see. For me, I like watching TV on the sofa after supper. Maybe I should learn from you.
Yes, exercising is also important. Eric is a student from Canada. He is my best friend. I'm 13 years old, and he is 1 year younger than me. As a student, the most important thing is to study. Studying is a simple thing for him. He likes improving himself in many ways. First, he usually reads many books, magazines, and newspapers. It is a useful way for him to get more knowledge than others. Because of this, he won the first prize in the writing competition last month. Second, he always practices making all kinds of things by himself. Sometimes he tries to do what he sees in a book. He thinks it's very interesting and wonderful. At last, he enjoys working out the problems by himself, and then he will discuss them with others.
Eric is a student from Canada. He is my best friend. I'm 13 years old, and he is 1 year younger than me. As a student, the most important thing is to study. Studying is a simple thing for him. He likes improving himself in many ways. First, he usually reads many books, magazines, and newspapers. It is a useful way for him to get more knowledge than others. Because of this, he won the first prize in the writing competition last month. Second, he always practices making all kinds of things by himself. Sometimes he tries to do what he sees in a book. He thinks it's very interesting and wonderful. At last, he enjoys working out the problems by himself, and then he will discuss them with others.
Hi,
Rose. Did you call me yesterday?
Yes. Mary wanted to set up an English learning group in order to learn English better. I called you and wanted to invite you to join us, but you didn't answer the phone.
Oh, what a pity. Can we talk about it after school today?
No problem. But what were you doing at that time last night, David?
I was watching a new movie.
Did you see it at a cinema?
No, I saw it on my computer at home.
What do you think of it?
Fantastic. I enjoyed its music most. It sounded soft and pleasant.
Music is very important to a good movie.
I agree with you. Hi, Rose. Did you call me yesterday?
Yes. Mary wanted to set up an English learning group in order to learn English better. I called you and wanted to invite you to join us, but you didn't answer the phone.
Oh, what a pity. Can we talk about it after school today?
No problem. But what were you doing at that time last night, David?
I was watching a new movie.
Did you see it at a cinema?
No, I saw it on my computer at home.
What do you think of it?
Fantastic. I enjoyed its music most. It sounded soft and pleasant.
Music is very important to a good movie.
I agree with you.
Now listen to five students talking about what they did in the study trip held by their schools. 1. The teacher took us to learn some knowledge in the fire station. We learned how to use fire safely. This is very meaningful to us. 2. I went to the Science and Technology Museum with my classmates and teachers. I learned a lot about the development of computers in our country. 3. This term, our teacher took us to the tea garden, and we learned some skills of tea picking. We enjoyed ourselves there. 4. We went to the countryside to enjoy the clear rivers and mountains of our motherland. We saw many beautiful flowers and plants. 5. Last week, our school held an activity. We went to the National Museum of Chinese Writing and enjoyed the beauty of Chinese characters there. Now listen to five students talking about what they did in the study trip held by their schools. 1. The teacher took us to learn some knowledge in the fire station. We learned how to use fire safely. This is very meaningful to us. 2. I went to the Science and Technology Museum with my classmates and teachers. I learned a lot about the development of computers in our country. 3. This term, our teacher took us to the tea garden, and we learned some skills of tea picking. We enjoyed ourselves there. 4. We went to the countryside to enjoy the clear rivers and mountains of our motherland. We saw many beautiful flowers and plants. 5. Last week, our school held an activity. We went to the National Museum of Chinese Writing and enjoyed the beauty of Chinese characters there.